Hold up, let me fix something. It must be over on my end.
It is.
Oh, I need to turn off this.
Everybody.
Everybody showed up. Look at that.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Oh. I'm all about it.
Love you, baby. I want you to be my man.
Oh, my God.
What was that lady saying?
Yes, indeed.
I just had to do that.
Yes, indeed. But Carlos ain't going to act right.
I'm here, sir.
Who's Carlos?
Oh, I don't know who Carlos is.
Well,
who is Carlos?
You don't know who Carlos is?
No.
Family reunion with Medea.
Somebody got to. You hear?
Got to give Carlos some grit.
That's probably my phone.
Okay. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right. Baltimore, Maryland. Don't get no
all
better.
All right.
Did you vote?
Is it cold
up there? Did you vote? Nah, I ain't too cold.
No. Ma'am, we got some hot stuff tonight.
Did you vote before you left?
We got some cooking on the stove for y'all. You know, not too much. It's not too much.
I live in Boise.
You live in Boise.
Oh, Lord.
That's the inside joke.
Well, they got the mayor's race and the alderman race in Boise. You didn't vote for either one of those races?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm just talking about Alexander.
Oh, okay.
All right.
We got a police chief.
We got Oh, this is going to be our review show, and not just our regular end-of-the-week review show because it's only Monday, but this is our final wrap on the election season that was 2018 before everybody takes off and goes to the polls tomorrow. Now, during this election season, we've been blessed to get three different offers to moderate three different forums that took place. Which I believe there was only like six or seven of them in total. We moderated almost nearly half of all of the forums that were being held.
Mm-hmm. That was wonderful.
We did. This is all the work of you guys.
Yeah.
This is because a lot of things didn't transpire or wouldn't have been able to transpire without us having this show and without us having you guys. And even though I didn't live stream it, bro, the question that you did ask during the live chat, I did ask live on the air. I don't know if you were able to hear it, but I did. Your question did make it to a live audience.
Okay.
All right now.
Thank you. You got to ask some questions because, you know, they're just thinking they're doing it for nothing.
That's right.
Right.
Go ahead, Matt.
I guess the point of what we're saying now is, given that we've traveled this long road together, and I was speaking with Ms. Davidson and Mr. Hall the other night during the forum, and they said they've been doing this for 15 weeks. So for at least 15 weeks, maybe a little bit less on our part, but for at least 15 weeks, we've been uncovering and dissecting and going back over and looking at, and we really put in a lot of work this election season. So, first off, hats off to y'all. Good job.
Hats off to you all.
Oh, well, I mean, it wouldn't have been nothing without the group. You know, that's no one man is bigger than the group. And we are definitely not bigger than this group. You guys are the Beatles. But,
all right, Carlos.
Okay, see, there go Carlos again. I'm very happy at the doors that have opened up for the ability to, and those questions that were asked during these forums, those were all questions that were that had some basis in the things that we discussed. And so even our discussions that start here on Facebook, they actually made it to the big stage.
All right.
And for that, I am very thankful. Because, again, without you guys, that wouldn't have been possible. So, you know, we're just going to, I guess we could start with the District 2 race. We'll start there. With the District 2 race, we have Mr. Gerber Porter. We have the incumbent, Mr. Roosevelt Johnson. Now, I guess we can work backwards, but as of late, I believe Mr. Porter just put out a video vignette of him talking about the waterway project, the Martin Park, whatever project that was only going to cost a little bit over $1 million. And it was different. It was in contrast to the project that they actually had on the books, or that they actually did, which was the the 17,000 gallon pumps and all this other stuff. But he said that they only actually did half the work that needed to be done, and it was all due to election season stuff. So we can look at that. We can also look at the thing that the Mr. Rojo's gumbo incident, and that's what we're going to call it, the Rojo gumbo.
What happened at the gumbo incident?
Well, we heard it the other night. Somebody approached Mr. Rojo right after the storm had blew over, and instead of putting on gloves or rubber boots or a rain jacket, he decided to bring his cameraman along, and he decided, you know, that it would be better to take photos than to actually pitch in and help. He was called out on that. So, you know, and then subsequently the video was taken down, and then it reemerged. And then we, because things like that need to be seen. They don't need to be hidden. They don't need to be blocked away. So we definitely played that back, and we took on that what is Bayou Brief. We undertook that particular. We withstood that barrage of insults and all this other stuff. And we discovered who they were working with and how it all works. And I'm going to try to see who's all on the phone line. Just a second. Hold on 1 second. Okay. So we took on Lamar White. We took on we kind of took on Bentley Hensel, who is over 1776 Consulting. Oh, yeah, 1776 Consulting. And basically they're some type of high-tech group of people that runs political campaigns. And they use social media, which we also discovered during this election, that social media was a large portion of this election because they used it to create a Facebook page called Fact Check Alexandria, to which they were using Lamar White's articles to base those in fact and just use those as facts, which that was a big issue. And Lamar White appeared on the show, and, you know, it went the way it went. We don't have any regrets about inviting him on. However, you know, you can't dictate to us what we do on this show. So that's Mr. Porter, who is, and I hate to make it seem like one's better than the other, but we're really looking at the facts here. Now, you've got, and if anybody can correct me, how long has Roosevelt Johnson been sitting in that seat at the city council?
As long as the man, Jacques Roy. One time, somebody who had the seat and they gave it up. Oh, I know when that girl had the seat and she gave it up to run for mayor.
And he
went right in there.
Okay.
What's her name? Yep. Gibson.
Missy Gibson.
Yeah.
So, okay, so that makes sense. Now, I also want to take a look back at the many debacles that were Doc Roy administration. Now, we're not going to harp on the things that we normally harp on about. But remember that one time he appointed Jerry Jones as a District 3 councilman?
Yes. They put him in there when Jonathan Goins left.
How'd that work out?
Doc Roy put him in there. Well, he tried to
work.
He tried to run against
Jules,
but he lost.
Run against who?
Jules.
Oh.
See, Doc Roy put him in that trailer to finish down, Jonathan Goins' place, and when that time was up, it was time for election, and he ran against Jules.
Yeah.
But he got some kind of offer in Baton Rouge, I saw.
Oh, yeah, I saw that picture of him, that smile on his face.
Yeah,
where he got the position.
Mm-hmm, in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, he was appointed in there, and the people did not like him from the get-go, period. They did not
right.
want him there, period.
So, that's right.
And
you
they
should.
Did what they had to get him out.
That's correct.
About it. They got him out.
That is correct.
And I do want to say this. Hope and pray everybody who gets the positions that we elect them into, or they've been elected into, that they do what they said they were going to do and not make this just a campaign platform and not go through all the steps it takes to make sure that you guys are being taken care of. That's the worst fear of most of them, is that you guys are going to actually have a equal place at the table when you've been shut out for the longest. I think that's the biggest fear for all of them. So they did what they had to do. Obviously, it didn't work because the early voting showed that whatever it was they were trying to do did not work. Now, I know Miss Agnes was telling me about something that she saw on Channel 5. Did you guys see all that, what happened on Channel 5 about Katherine Davidson?
Oh, Lord. If she wins or if she does not win, it's going to be hell to tell a captain in Alexandria. They invited Jeff and that other woman. That other woman threw some dirt out there on Jeff and Catherine, but Jeff and Michelle, whatever her name is, Kay, they didn't accept the offer to come on KALB tonight because... Jeff said he was not going to go through all that dirt and all that stuff.
Yeah.
All that he said the citizen told him don't even respond to all that mess that they put out about him. But Maxwell and that other little girl on there was asking Catherine, girl, they put some stuff. She said that the administration and Chuck Johnson wanted her to do a whole lot of illegal stuff up there at City Hall,
and
she refused to do it. Well, Jack Roy
and
Chuck Johnson sent a lot of information to Maxwell about her, and they asked her about all that stuff, and she said she wanted to have a debate with Jack Roy and Chuck Johnson.
And you know what? To me, they humiliated her.
They did. They said they picked her up DWI.
Some man named Thompson.
Went
and picked her up. And
she had to agree to that. She had to agree to it. So my sympathies for her are that of someone that kind of would love to tell you, if the other two opponents, not was Kay there?
No.
And so she's the only one by herself.
She don't go nowhere. Okay, my
but now they also
don't
said
go
that,
nowhere.
They said that Jack Roy and Chuck Johnson said that Davidson, she was holding back a lot of permits. People tried to get permits,
yeah.
And she was only giving them to who she wanted to give them to.
Now, does that sound like trying to jump out in front of that story before it actually starts coming out? That's
didn't
what it sounds
me,
like.
They should have came out with it before now.
Me too. I'm with you on that one. I'm totally with you on that one.
They should have came out with it before now.
Yep.
I think that goes back to
wait till the last minute to tell all her dirt, to pull out all her dirt.
That's why you know it's
Catherine said, since she would not go with all that illegal stuff that they were doing, that they put Kate in the office that's the little person they put in. So she would not go with all that stuff. And she was, in other words, she was saying that Kate would.
You know, Brown, I ain't going down by myself. I'm taking everybody.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I'm looking at.
Yep.
I'm taking everybody.
They took about 15 minutes on KALB today to ask her, and they had a whole bunch of stuff that Jack Roy and Chuck Johnson sent to KALB. And you know, Jack is, you know. Anyway, they had all this information on her and all these questions that Jack Roy and Chuck Johnson had sent to them on her.
Now, don't you think that's a last-ditch effort? I mean, to me, I think that was really in poor taste. Because
that was
in
poor taste.
They had all this whole election time to actually bring that out, and they didn't bring it out, and they're going to try to do it at the last minute. Obviously, something is being said or seen that they're doing this, making that last-ditch effort to try to dispel her.
This is what I honestly, and this is in my heart of hearts, I will tell you guys this. It did not look good on Kay Michaels.
Yep.
To not show up to that radio forum on 88.1.
After she confirmed.
That did not look good on her. Actually, to be quite honest with you, Catherine and Mr. Jeff Hall both had really good answers. And they both went against what's currently in place. Mm-hmm. You can't find nothing on Jeff. And you know, Catherine liked the back of your hand, so of course... feed the sheep to the wolves.
Well, you know, they really didn't say anything about Jeff administration, Chuck Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Johnson, they didn't say anything on Jeff. All of it was on Catherine.
On Catherine, what she did.
And
yeah,
Catherine
would not give the permits. She would do it. She give them to who she wanted to give them to.
She wanted to. A lot of people tried that.
She had a DWI and something else.
Mayor, you knew this the whole time and didn't say nothing, so you just give shit.
Wait a minute, you all. This is it. Catherine said that Chuck Johnson told Mr. Thompson, because he was the one that picked her up from the DWI, told Mr. Johnson that he had to get out of town.
Wow.
Sure did, at the leave town.
Who's DWI? Who got a DWI?
Davison. And this man, Mr. Thompson,
Thompson to pick her up. At first, she tried to pull. I'm in the office and stuff. And then that didn't work. So she called Mr. Thompson to come pick her up. Or they called Mr. Thompson for her. And he came, and they told him he had to get out of town.
The mayor knew all this, he just gives anybody else. He should be charged with malfeasance in office, if you ask me.
You're right. I agree with you. I agree 100% with you on that.
And then some people in town.
So my thing is, they knew all this. They gonna wait to the very last minute to tell it one day before. Really, you guys, that is so weak. They could have came.
How many weeks they been running?
15 weeks they've been running.
Yeah,
well, they should have had that out at the beginning.
Yeah. And
well, but see, here's the deal, though. Oh, go
you
on,
know
Mr.
what? This. Let me tell you this, Jock. Really, Jock, when you got a preacher that's been known to mess with little kids, never even made it to the bank, and some other people,
then came and got him out of jail. Come on, you know we know,
please.
Jock. You know we know, John.
No,
come on.
Don't throw. And I'm not taking up for her. I'm just saying.
Well, you know what? I'm just saying this. If they say, if they told on her, she should turn around and told on them.
Yep, she should tell everyone.
Well, okay, so pretty much by what they tried to draw out. Okay, so remember a few weeks back when the mayor did his marriage briefing and he was like, I don't know why anybody, you shouldn't pick your successor. I think that's just a dangerous thing to do and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't know why it's so important for y'all to know who I'm voting for. And then you really look at it, you know you're not voting for Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
We know
yeah.
you did this trashy thing you did to Catherine. So we know
so you know who you voted
yep.
for.
Yep.
We okay. know.
But she would say keep the system just like it is. Her fans and family, fat cats, be making money left
his
and right.
His fans and family.
And
Catherine Davis said, she said the him and his buddies. She said that they into something. Him and his big buddies,
mm-hmm.
and that she was not going to be a part of it.
Well, obviously, it was something that she said she wouldn't be part of, and that's why they got that. But that's how
well,
he works.
I mean, look at this.
That's how he works.
Now, if it was something that they fired her for not doing, now, they said that she wasn't giving out all the permits that she was supposed to. She was picking and choosing. Maybe what she wasn't doing was cooperating with who the permits were supposed to go to.
That's what she was doing. She said she was not going to be a part of the crooked stuff.
And they asked
her. That's what
she said. They asked her. They said that the mayor said that they had to fire you. Did you get fired? And she had to fumble around with it for a while. She said, yeah, they eventually fired me. Because I would not be a part of all that illegal stuff. She say it's a lot of illegal stuff going up there with this administration, and she refused to be a part of it, and that's why they fired her. Now, that's what she said on KLB.
That's right, KLB.
Before.
And then she turned around and she said, that's the impression I got. She thinks the reason why they put that stuff out on her, because she said she was going to have an audit as soon as she get in office.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And she also said that she was pretty
like
sure
I said,
she was
that goes directly back to the questions that we had asked during these forums.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
it wasn't
she said, yeah.
we had the opportunity to ask the questions. It was just as we actually finally got an opportunity have answers.
But y'all, I'm going to cut y'all, Mr. Thomas. But didn't Jack Roy say whoever fall in line with what we got going on would be the one who I go along with?
Well, okay, Michael.
Didn't Jack Roy say whoever fall in line in what he already got set up is the one who will be, who he'll vote for? You didn't say that at first?
Continuity.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what he basically wants the same
okay.
whole thing going on.
So now
okay,
you
got now ask this question.
Uh-huh.
Now if the other lady do the same thing, they might got dirt on her too. They just ain't let it out.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, because she had been in there long enough. But you got to remember now, he wants K. Michaels to what he's doing.
Yeah, but see, he got dirt on everybody.
Hello?
See, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, I'm Mr. Jew. Yeah, go on, buddy. I like this dude right here. I like this dude. What's up, dude?
Oh, not much, dude. But let me shut. By the way, my name is Jack Hinton. My name is Jack Hinton.
Oh, what?
I'm gonna shed a little light on both of them. It don't matter which one of them that gets in there. They both are a bunch of liars. And let me be clear. Catherine didn't score any brownie points with me, because what's been going on in this administration is systemic. It's a systemic problem that's been practiced. It doesn't matter. She the one, she made the statement she wasn't going to go along with it anymore. So that's a justice she had gone along with. She was an attorney.
Yes, sir.
How long was
yes.
she going to continue to deprive people of things that they were entitled to get? As long
yes,
as you play the game, it's okay. The point you
yeah.
start playing the game, then things are
they
not ca- okay. But that don't make it okay for her to become the mayor of this great city. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
yes,
you
or Catherine, neither one need to be the next mayor of the city of Alexandria. We have
you're
one
right.
choice.
That's right.
That is number 64. Jeff Hall is the only choice that we have, because Kay or Catherine would only perpetuate the practices that we have had that have been going on in this city for ages. Catherine authored the Jim Crow laws. Doc Roy supported that. Kay Michael supported it for the 6 years she was the chief of staff for the Roy administration. It doesn't matter which one of them get in there. So I'm not getting ready to give either one of them. This is just indicative of the corruption that's been a part of the regime that's in place at this point. And the people of this city need to speak up and say enough is enough of it. I don't care if it's coming from Catherine or if it's coming from Kate. We've had enough of all that bullshit. Now, I had enough of it. Now, y'all have a great evening.
Oh,
I like
don't
that, dude.
Hang up. Don't hang
hey,
up, please.
I like that. See what he just said, y'all.
I totally agree with you.
Right,
I totally agree
right.
with you. She just got caught, and they told on her. That's all.
Well,
yeah,
like
see, they got dirt on everybody.
Yeah,
that's dirt. And they're putting the dirt out.
Dirt on everybody.
Yeah,
they couldn't
find any dirt on Mr. Hall.
Yeah,
so
all.
The best we can
yeah.
do is say that he borrowed money for himself and he owed money to himself.
Yeah,
so
well,
that's
he
like,
paid his money.
Huh?
You know, like
he whatever Jeff did about some money, he paid that money. He don't need no money. He got
yeah.
money.
It wasn't really about the money. Like when we talked to Lamar, we found out that it was somebody working for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they used Lamar's pieces as the backdrop for their facts. And then what we later went on to find out is that Bentley Hensel of 1776 Consulting, who is on Catherine Davidson's payroll for
yeah.
this election.
And she knows.
She
knows.
She
knows,
she knows.
She knows
that.
Exactly.
People know.
Yeah.
So it's not. It's, yeah. This is just a. This is the. This is what
up
we.
Up
yeah.
Up
the thing is, we're not trying to stare and cheer for nobody. I am just saying this is the conversation we had with her. We understand. She understands exactly who he was. Okay. She
yeah,
know we did not mince words with her when we talked about her.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. But I do have a different demeanor when I'm dealing with people, when I'm doing personal face-to-face interviews. I have a whole different demeanor. I can talk shit on here all day long because it's my house.
Yeah.
But when you're in somebody else's house, you have to act accordingly. I don't own KAYT. I don't even work there anymore. So I have to act accordingly to what they wanted us to act to. It wasn't about us
right.
trying to play or being on anybody's side. We're just repeating to you guys what we went through and how I act when I'm interviewing somebody, regardless of whether I like them or not. I had a privilege
right.
opportunity to do that. That's all I'm saying I'm doing. And that's all we're sitting here talking about is the main ideal is that they should have brought this out a long time ago, and why
that's
are they waiting so late for
why
it?
Why they brought it out tonight?
They brought it out. What happened last election?
Well, the same reason that he had a baby.
No, it was something that happened the night before election night.
I don't know.
That they dropped. I think it was when Mr. Fuller was coming in.
You mean district was running for
when
but
first
they
year,
always
when he,
they always drop it at the last minute.
Before,
I don't know.
You should drop it when you get it.
Yeah, and see, that's why y'all know they gotta go. You know they gotta go, and they don't need to be anybody in there resembling anything of his regime. You don't need it. Because he built
so he holding the, so he holding up he holding up on the other lady. Look, if you get in there, you know we're gonna tell that you got You got a boyfriend.
I got them on YouTube.
Yeah, you got a boyfriend. You know, not a girlfriend, but a boyfriend. You heard I said no, a boyfriend. But anyway, so he just, you know, that's kind of childish right there. And you know, part about it, he don't even have a damn thing to do with the race. So it's something that that man is hiding that he need to be covered up.
Y'all understand what I'm saying? M-O-N-E-Y.
Yeah.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Because why would you stoop that low? Why would you stoop that low to do a lady like that if you ain't got no damn dog in the fight? Or do you have a dog in the fight?
That's right.
No, he's not supposed to have a dog in the fight.
He's not supposed to.
You and when we went back, let's go back and rewind and go back to the radio interview. Ask those specific questions about the budget. When we talked about that, the golf fund, which before.
They paying $53,000
on a golf course that's public, yes, but you have to pay to even use it. Nearly $1 million.
Well, when you look at it, the other one didn't even show up. She don't know shit.
I think she knew enough not to show up.
Yeah.
She knew that we were coming with those. And she knew that the last time that we all met, that she struggled with him. She knew that Roosevelt was there calling for help and didn't want us to
and
put
you
it
know,
on live. She knew that.
And another thing, they know they're not dealing with a bunch of crazy people. See, what I mean by the crazy people is, y'all, everything we have uncovered has been true, has led right back to them same people. Not one time, not two times, not three times, but everything that has came up has been led back to the people. You see, so
and
now.
They can put out whatever they want to put out because I believe the majority of the votes have already. The majority is Jeff. I believe
that. Mm-hmm. Well,
Jeff,
he act like a woman.
That's really what they worried about.
He would act worse than a woman because some women ain't gonna say nothing. But he got the pick. I never could understand if you going out, why are you acting that way? But now I know. It's M-O-N-E-Y.
Yeah. Because if I see two men on the corner fighting, I ain't got a damn thing to do with that. But y'all can fight as long as y'all want to. I ain't got nothing to do with
that.
That's
right.
But now he wanna throw dirt. Oh, I'm telling. I'm gonna tell. Oh, you y'all going on top.
He said it's bad policy to talk about who you're gonna pick as your next person.
But he let his
but
out.
He could not hide it because at some point, now mind you, they dropped almost $120,000. In the K. My Girls Red River account for her to run.
See, what he talking about is.
Go ahead.
You can't pick a damn thing. It's an election. It's an election that people have to vote for. So Yola Short Ass can't pick a damn thing. Only thing you can do is pray and hope that they elect the people that you want to be in there. Other than that, you can't run nothing, but you're not no king. So I know you want to be a king, but he's not a king. So he got the king mentality. You know, he thought he was going to get the person he wanted in there.
Yeah,
but guess what? You're not
syndrome.
A king. Yeah, there
that
you go.
Man
there you
syndrome.
Go. You see, so what does it matter? So, I mean, to ask y'all, it's something that the man's hiding that he do not want to be found. You know what? He might be paying child support out there, man. Let me hush my mouth. My bad.
No. It's more than that. It's more than
that.
You got to follow the money.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's the money. He knows sooner or later if anybody do an audit and if they come in and that audit ain't right, somebody going to be in an orange suit with some tennis shoes on.
Yeah, and that's why they tried to scare that lady. Oh, she got a drinking problem. She's a DWI. And he did that for a reason. So when the people come, well, no, you know, she's vindictive. She's holding
her,
the grudge.
Yeah. I'm not going to vote for her. Especially if they vote tomorrow. I'm not going to vote for her because she's a drunk and she's not going to give you a pure permit. So I'll just go ahead on and vote for somebody else. That's what it's all about. But it's about M-O-N-E-Y.
Yeah. And if his coward ass going to stand up there and say, well, she was doing illegal stuff in office. And if you didn't say nothing then, you have no damn right to say a damn thing now.
That's
because
right.
You are just as guilty as she is. Matter of fact, maybe
you
the one told her not to pass out the permits. You see what I'm saying? So don't say now that, oh, she did this, she did that. You knew exactly what was going on, when it was going on, and how it was going on. And now all of a sudden, since she said she want to have an audit if she wins, oh, no, she can't have an audit. We can't let her in there. Now I'm gonna tell all her business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, y'all go it on. I'm sorry, I'm listening. Y'all go
it
on.
No, you're right.
See, make
if you ain't got a dog in the fight, why you fighting?
Yeah.
Thank you. Why you got your shirt off? Why you humping the
book?
He's got that budget for both of those things for his dog, and you know the funny thing about how stuff plays out in the end. Boy, you got to pay the price.
Karma is a mug, okay?
Yeah. And Jeff Hall, if you're listening, if you get in that office and you don't have that stuff straight before you sit down in there, buddy, they'll say you done it.
Yep.
I'm telling you what happened.
But he's
a little
bit
on
it. They'll put it on it in a heartbeat.
Jeff is very, very smart and intelligent, so I'm sure he would know just what to do.
Oh, he said he was going to have an audit. That he said that when they had that debate on the radio, 88.1, he said that they was going to have an audit. He was going to have an audit because some of the things that you have to audit that very few people know about.
Right.
Well, he need to have an audit. If he win, tomorrow night, he need to have the people audit Wednesday.
That's
he need
right.
to have to be on Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning. Before you put your hand up, you audit that place.
Catherine said tonight that she was pretty sure that she was going to win. I said, okay, girl, if that's what you think.
I'm going to win.
Yeah, she's
going to
win. That's what she said.
If she
wins. Unless she knows something, she don't know.
That's true. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. He says she's going to win.
You know what's
that's
funny?
That's why
he
put that stuff out there. She says she's going to win.
She said it with confidence now.
She said it with confidence.
You know, they do control the polls now. We don't have nothing to do with that. And that's another thing. Why? You know what? Now, I ain't trying to be racist or nothing, but you don't have a black man in there to really count what's really going on. You know what I'm saying?
We got quite a few people that are even in, like, in the Alcadian Village neighborhood, I ran into quite a few of the poll workers. Even on the north side, I ran into one or two poll workers that were actually minority, and they actually did the poll work. So
work. I'm talking about the county.
Oh, I don't know about the tally people.
You know what they need? I just saw about California. It takes a month to get it all together. And they're going to have 6 lawyers coming in tomorrow morning. When they start counting the votes, they need an out-of-town, impartial lawyer to stand up there and watch them count them votes.
Because I don't trust Jack Ross. You think I trust Jack Ross to count a damn thing? Because
it might be one for me and one for you.
And two for them.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't trust
Jack
Ross.
I don't trust him either.
I want to give y'all a little context as to why Catherine Davidson was basically whatever they did to her. They tried to spread the embarrassment of what Roosevelt went through, and they tried to, like, spread the shame to another candidate, which I think that was. But really what that was based on was our questions from Friday night. Our questions from Friday night were actually based on all of these shows. So we talked about do you think that the current fiscal condition of the city of Alexandria finances is on par with cities comparable with Alexandria in both size and population? That was a question about whether or not our budgets are matched up with that of cities of the same size in both population-wise and size-wise. So we got the answer out of that.
Well, didn't she say no?
I
heard her say no. No,
I think the
not.
General idea is that it would be hard to find a city that's comparable to us because of municipality rules and how we own our own utilities and this and that and the third. So that was kind of a good point. During this campaign, the idea of a full audit, and mind you, this came from us. This came from you guys. During this campaign, the idea of a full audit of city finances has been mentioned on several occasions. Would you employ a new auditing firm? Why or why not? They had to answer that. They both said the same thing. Yes.
Who asked first?
Huh?
Who answered that question first?
He did.
First.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
But T, I don't like the answer she gave. You know why?
Why?
She picked two auditing firms. How we know them auditing firms is not something that's crooked.
That's true. Well, she did say they were the top five in the state, I think, or something like that.
I don't care if they're in the state or out of the state. You might be picking two that's going to say what you want them to say.
And she did say that. She mentioned that also. And like I said, regardless of how overall it looked out of these questions and the questions that were thrown at them, they both performed pretty well. I think
they did.
They would have outperformed K. Miguel's at that point. They
That's
both
why
would have.
He didn't show up.
Hello?
The rumor mill is a-churning. I'm not going to get into what the rumors were. But the rumors were to the point of, you know, it wouldn't be good for her to be in a room after some of the things that have transpired, that she shouldn't be in the room with certain people.
Oh, she done something. She done something.
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
Catherine Davis, she should have beat Jeff Hall in that thing. You know why?
Why?
Because I know and we know that they got people listening. You see what I'm saying? So she should have answered all that stuff before they even said anything about it. You know, Jack Ross should have told her, hey, look, now we've been watching McCall. We've been listening to McCall and them. So these are the questions that they're going to ask you. You need to be prepared already.
They didn't have a plan for it because we never, as well put together as the questions were, a lot of times we didn't spend more than 2 hours putting the whole script together. And the questions were based.
The problem is, you don't think the people know who y'all is.
They know who we are. We didn't know what questions we were going to ask up until like an hour and a half. So we really had no idea.
You don't think the people listening? They done homework before they even went there. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, how do they know what questions we're going to ask? We not asking the questions. But damn it, them show the questions we asking, though, ain't they? Hey, you know what I mean?
I even asked one about the utility rate. I said, there are high rates of utilities in low-income areas. Adversely, there are lower rates in high-income areas. Given that this is the current perception of the general public, is that a safe assumption or dangerous rumor? How so? Now, one thing that this question pulls out of the box by itself is the fact that you have to acknowledge that other people are paying higher rates. It's not this bullshit.
Yeah.
about getting on, and, you know, we have some of the rates in the lowest, the rates in the whole top two cities, whatever they've been saying is all bullshit. And both of the candidates prove that. They prove it.
She said it. On that debate, she said mm-hmm. no. She said they said it was the second lowest in the state for utilities.
I got a hard time believing
that is true.
And we also had that conversation what 2 or 3 weeks ago when we said they're gonna say the poor folks gotta have the insulated houses and stuff like that, so that's
mm-hmm.
why the utility bills are high. You know,
mm-hmm.
see, I mean, what I'm saying is all the questions that they asked were good questions, but
yeah.
unfortunately. We done went over it already. You know what I'm saying? That's like taking a test, and you got to go back and listen. Damn, they said this, they said that. And damn.
Yeah, I remember.
They already talked about this already. Yeah, you see, all the questions they asked were good questions.
Okay,
but we went over the answer already.
Okay.
What was, you know what I'm saying?
What was Jeff's answer to the question about the utilities?
He wanted a full audit, and that he talked a lot about reform and a lot about certain items that were on the budget that they'd have to take a second look at to make sure that they're even, you know, that they're serving the purpose that they're supposed to be serving. And essentially what he was saying was that, you know, just like when we asked him a question about the golf course, you know, he said, it's going to be hard. There's going to be some things we're going to have to look at the budget and see if we really need them. But he said, definitely after the audit, we're going to have to take a tough look at some things. And $835,000 on the golf course that you got to pay.
Some things are more important than that, he said. So you put the money where it's important. Right, right, T?
That is correct, ma'am. Remember, we discussed Channel 4?
Put the money where it needs to go. Not on nothing, something else.
Remember we talked about before? About do you think that our local government, Channel 4, is being utilized to its fullest capability?
That's right.
And
we
talked about that 6 months ago. And like I said, It would be great if we felt they were super fans of the show and they went back 2 and 3 months and found the random shows that we talked about this stuff on. But the chances of that are slim to none. We used to go on 5 times a week, and we talk about everything. We talk about everything. And so I don't think we would have been able to grab just those answers that they – like I think Ms. Davidson said that they use it to advertise for the city, and basically, it's a bully pulpit here in Central Louisiana and Alexandria that we use Channel 4 for, and a lot of these questions weren't aimed directly at the mayor, but they are a result from some action that the mayor has taken. So this was a public response from two people that were going to be taking his spot about questions that we had. You guys really don't understand how big of an impact we really just had. These questions went straight to Jock Roy's desk. And these answers went straight to his desk also, which means that we got to call somebody out to the red carpet, and we got to shame somebody because they answered these questions. And they're completely different answers than the ones I would have provided. So, yeah, somebody
tried to embarrass Jeff, but he wouldn't take the bait. He took the high road, baby. She sit there and said out loud where you can, all right, if you tape that, what she said, and keep her foot to the fire, she got to do it.
Yep. Okay, and then we pulled out the budget. And remember earlier I was talking about the golf budget.
Yeah.
So the question was, do you agree with taxpayers' monies
being used as per budget item titled Golf Course Fund 404, given that the amount of the total expenditures or cost to taxpayers are in the amount of $835,000.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a fair deal?
You sure did. You sure did ask that question.
That would have to go back to when we were talking about things that go on for the budgeting of the city and how we take care of other things besides the people. And Mr. Hall pointed out, he said, well, no, that means we're in the business of golf.
Mm-hmm. If we're playing all the... I'm not a good golfer.
And they both cracked a couple golf jokes, went over my head. I'm not a golfer. But he said, we're actually in the business of golfing. If we're doing all this, that is that's one line source of income for the city because we're so heavily invested in it. And I believe she said the same thing, but that's when the auditing came up throughout the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Auditing, that auditor, the whole auditor talk that
mm-hmm.
came up with. And we talked a little bit about, remember we talked about the SEBC, the Small and Medium Business Committee?
Yeah.
We had that question. We said
and
the Small and Medium Business.
She was talking about the business incubator.
Yeah, that's when he spoke about the incubator. The Small and Medium Business Committee was formed to ensure that local black businesses
mm-hmm.
were guaranteed 10% of any contracts. Since its dissolution, the growth of small black businesses has been riddled with various obstacles and declination. Is it in your administration's priority to assist in redeveloping business relationships between the city and black businesses?
Well, on that question, she threw him under the bus because she said something like, how did she say that? She didn't say nothing about black businesses coming, applying for anything. She threw him under the bus.
Well, you know, I want to know, say something, Mr. Lair. Man, you know about this black business incubator. That's what it's called. Just called a business incubator.
It's just a business incubator.
It ain't done
why
that.
They drop $70,000 annually on somebody to be in there and don't let them come out.
That's a moneymaker. I'm going to tell you why it's a moneymaker. I don't want to say it out too loud, but if somebody has insist, you know they got a kitchen in that thing, right?
$100,000 kitchen, yes, we do know.
Okay. All somebody got to do is get in there and cook and sell food to the people out there at Blue Cliff College.
Sure.
Think about it. I tell my wife to get on the wife. It costs $20 an hour, wife. You get them people $80 a day. You sell the food. You cook the food. They can't come in there. And whatever they want, you just take the food right over to them, and you make a whole lot of money. Because guess what? The people can't go nowhere, and I'll be back in 30 minutes. I'll just go get out. I'm ahead of the game on them right there. But why we always got to beg for money to get a business?
And they just go to
why we got to do that? You know, why we got to hope and pray? You know that we got to excuse my language, y'all. And I'm just gonna say it like it is. We got to go to the white man. Why? You know, sometimes you step back and you get tired of having to go to a white man to get something that you want. Like right now, my wife makes more money at home selling hot tamales than she's doing a job. Kind of crazy, but nobody will give you no business loans. So I told her, don't worry about it. Keep on doing what you do. You see,
right?
But it's like we gotta always beg for stuff. You know,
and they don't, don't. You got if you want a truck, you got to go up there, do an application, talk to the people, put a down payment down, and all this kind of stuff. And when it comes to the other side, you don't have to put nothing down.
Yeah.
You just drive off with your truck, and if you don't pay the note, they'll pick it up.
Yeah, and I'm saying
extension first. They get extensions.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, all the stuff that's going on.
I pay you in 4 months because my job not ready yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And they probably let them play with bad credit.
And they ain't got no job.
And they probably let them get away with bad credit, too.
They do.
They can go
buy a bankruptcy, too.
They probably can go buy something brand new with a 300-point credit score. And that's
That's right. And you got to have at least a 650 or 700 score plus.
And then, you know, you want to go really back further into it.
And then they bring you to the used car lot.
And then they're going to charge you a high percent of interest on it.
Mm-hmm. So enough, 12 to 15.
I'll be wondering how these non-colored people be walking away, riding around in brand new Chevy pickups, and well, I ain't worked in about 4 or 5 months. You know, me and the honey, you know, we've been sitting up earning blah 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 blah. And then you know, you got to address the fact that it's more white people on public services than it is black people.
Mm-hmm. But you know, when I first got this trailer, I went out to that furniture store out there by the
Super One?
No, the other one right out here off of MacArthur. Is it Ivy Ash?
Smith?
Ivy Smith. The by the computer place. Yeah, that one out there.
Okay.
Is that Ivy Smith?
I believe so. Yeah, that is Ivy Smith.
Whichever one it is. Out there. I had gone out there. Okay, now I'm going to buy furniture, but now I'm going to pay cash. And I'm buying a house full of furniture, but I'm paying cash of mine, but they don't know this. So I go in, my son and I, but we drove in that blue Buick that Chris had, and it was all tore up. It was banged up. It was raggedy because that's what we chose to ride out there in. But anyway, saw us when we came in. Nobody, I'm standing up there, Chris and I, nobody came to see, can I help you? And so I said, Chris, let's just stand here and see if anybody going to come. So they go to all the white people. So finally, looking at they all just in a conversation, we stayed in there about 30 minutes, and I did it on purpose. So nobody came to ask, can I help you? So I went to all of them. I say, excuse me. I say, I've been standing up here for 30 minutes, and nobody came and asked if I can help you. So one of them, well, do you need some help? I said, I don't know. I say, I know you probably saw me what I drove up in. I say, I have other vehicles. I just chose to drive that one here. I said, but let me tell you something. I come in here to buy a house full of furniture, and guess what? I'm going to pay cash. Oh, well, ma'am, I said, no, you don't have to show me anything. I'm going somewhere else. And I left.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked in, they say, ma'am, can I help you? They didn't know what I had in my pocket, and I was. I had planned to get a house full of furniture. I had seen some stuff in there I really, really, really wanted, but I absolutely refused to buy because they saw me standing up there for 30 minutes, and they all holding a conversation with each other, and nobody never came. See, if you know, to say, can I help?
Mm-hmm.
They thought I didn't have any money on me.
I'm gonna tell you a story. That happened to Walmart. The man who owned Walmart. His friend went to the bank with overalls on, and the tellers wouldn't help him. They stood around talk, and they finally got to him. He went back and he told Walmart, told the man that owned Walmart. And he went in there with his overalls on, looking all scrunchy and everything else. They didn't want to help him. And he told them, I'm the owner of this bank. Y'all didn't want to help me. You are all fired. And one guy that was in there working asked him, can I help you? When you don't walk in there with high heel shoes and an $800 purse, they don't want to help you. Now, if a white woman walk in there, she can walk in there with sides on, and I guarantee you they'll help her and give her a good rate too.
That's just how it works here in Alexandria. I'm sure it's not just specific to Alexandria. I'm sure that places all over the United States.
Walton, that's what his name was, Walton.
Sam Walton?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you look at how society treats us, it's reflective, okay? So, you know how everybody's up in arms right now. They got the big heated race in Texas between Beto and Ted Cruz, and that done brought out a lot of crazies. They got
excuse me, T. Them people in Texas is crazy if they vote for Cruz, because he's the one shut down the government when he got in. When he got into the he shut down the government. All the government workers was off because of him.
Well,
I don't understand how come Texas is so stupid.
And believe you me, is what I'm relating it to is that everybody, just imagine what we're going through here in Alexandria. The whole United States is going through that on a bigger scale.
Stacey Abrams.
Look at that.
The man that run the place is the man that's running against her.
Yeah.
And he said somebody tried to get into the Democratic voting. He running the damn place and won't. I thought when you run for something, you're supposed to quit your job. He didn't quit his job.
Well, I mean, you got to look at it. Jock Roy didn't quit being that man's lawyer once he became the mayor of Alexandria after the CLECO lawsuit.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, as long as you can have as much influence as they'll let you have in the case. And that's pretty much what it all sums up to be. And Jock Roy right now, like I said, we're going through this whole purge thing where we're getting these elected officials that's been sitting up there for years and years and years getting away with whatever God knows what. They're starting to get replaced and put out of there. And they're replaced largely with black faces or with people that don't think like they thought. And they're trying
people
to...
people don't have the money that they stole.
Yep. And they're trying to see who's going to remain loyal to them after this is all said and done.
Yes,
and they're trying to put people in place that's going to be loyal to them after all said and done. So
you know what? You said something very important. So just suppose that Catherine Michaels don't want that job because she's going to be in the middle of some mess. Maybe that's why she's not showing up to stuff. Because she knows
she
get that job, she got to be loyal to them.
Don't believe she's capable of answering the questions that we had. And I want to point this out. If you guys go back and watch the VFW debate or the forum, she was barely making it through those answers.
Yeah, I heard that. But the thing about it is, if you know somebody pay you, because you know they paid, what's her name, to run against Jock Roy the last time. And she went to give him his money back, and he said he didn't want it. She had to run. Maybe they gave this woman some money to run, and she don't want to be in the middle of that mess. That's why she's not showing up nowhere.
Well, she can't not run at this point.
No, she's stuck like Chuck.
Right. And that's the bag she's got to carry. because at the end of the day, you said what you said, and that's one of my favorite new phrases. The kids came out. I said what I said. You done said what you done said. You done doubled down on rebuilding downtown. You doubled down on keeping the utilities the same way. You doubled down on everything that, you know, I want to say
you don't
this.
Because you don't have a platform.
Well, I mean, they just gave you talking points, and they thought you'd be able to pass along with that. Or they gave you talking points and a lot of money. That's what they did. They gave you talking points and a lot of money. So it's like at the end of the day, you get to figure out for yourselves, guys, and I want you guys to really, really look in your soul. Think about it. Out of everything we've shared with you, out of everything you guys know to be true, out of everything that you've seen, out of these debates, out of these forums, what did you did? How did you manage to walk away with a clear, decisive winner? With somebody that has an agenda that's towards the progressive Alexandria that we know Alexandria is capable of. We said years and years ago, well over a couple decades ago, that Alexandria should have been the hub of Louisiana. Alexandria should be more known than Shreveport. Alexandria should pop up whenever people say, oh, you from Louisiana? They shouldn't say New Orleans or Baton Rouge. They should say Alexandria. We right in the middle of the state. Everything's here. But it's been done like that on purpose.
But
they'll
say Alexandria.
Yeah. They know that the profit margin isn't super huge where we could be making billions and billions a day, but they know that with money that we could be made here, as long as they could control it, they had full control over the city, and that's what they've been doing. They've made little bitty steps, but it's been costing the taxpayers a lot of money, like $800,000 for a sidewalk in a city.
I'm glad you mentioned $800,000. Do you know I have been talking to quite a few people? And when I would mention the D.G. Hunter Center, do you know it's a whole lot of people in Alexandria have no idea what that is?
Yeah.
They don't know. It's right there on I-49.
Well, people didn't know that. A lot of people didn't know. Because I was told, I say, what? I was in complete shock when all these people say they had no idea what I was talking about. So there I am trying to explain to them what it's all about. They were shocked. I was shocked that they did not know. I just didn't know that people did not know.
And you know what you did? You made a difference.
Yep.
When you told them that, you made a big difference on how they thinking when you told them that.
And you're doing the work, you know. And a lot of what we're doing, and at the end of the day, when we, by this time tomorrow night, when it's, oh yeah, when everything's at a fever pitch and we don't know what's going on and we got to wait at least a couple more hours for them to keep, you know, to finish counting all the ballots, we'll have a new mayor. You'll have a new city councilman. Well, you may have a new city councilman. You may have a new city councilman at large. There's a lot of things that are going to change in the next 24 hours.
Well, I tell you what. Call me and let me know, because I know I'm not. I can't go to the thing, but I want to know because I know y'all going to be there.
Yes, we're going to try to do a live stream broadcast from there.
Oh, y'all going to do a live stream? Okay.
Yeah, we're invited to a couple of them, but you know, we're gonna try to get into all of them as much as we can before, you know, time really starts ticking down.
Okay.
And you know, tomorrow should be, I mean, if everything goes the way we've been talking about it, tomorrow is going to be Alexandria. It should be Alexandria Liberation Day.
All right now.
And that's going to the day where everything changes, and there's no arguments left to be had. There's nobody running up and trying to run down your city councilman who just disagree with them fundamentally, and he doesn't want to hear their answers. You're not going to have that back and forth, that tension between the mayor and the city councilman and the people of the city. You're not going to have any of that. And,
well,
you know, that's the Alexandria we were thinking of. And then
they count the absentee ballot first.
I'm not really sure how that works. I know that it's going to be a lot of nail biting. It's because a lot of people are invested in this. And I'm very happy.
Yes, indeed.
A lot of people invested. A lot of people that see the hope for the future that we got.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
and
indeed.
A lot of people subscribe to what we say. And I'm not looking for anybody to agree with everything we say because of some things we are wrong about. But for the most part, we're not wrong. We're telling the truth. We're telling the truth that they don't want you to know. And that's why they make us try to be look like liars, because it's something that they don't want us to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll air you out. Like, if you don't.
Ooh-wee. I just can't wait till tomorrow night. Y'all live streaming, and I'm going to be live streaming sleeping, but I'm going to be listening.
I'm not going to be asleep. I'm going to be watching the Christmas movies until they start, because I got to watch election. I'm going to probably be up all night because they got elections all over the country.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I won't be asleep.
Certain people I want to see win all over this country.
I want to see the lady in Georgia.
And the man.
I want to see the man in Florida.
Yeah.
And the man in Texas that's going
and
against
the man in Texas,
Beto.
I would love to see
Beto.
Beto O'Reilly or something. O'Rourke.
But I mean, you know, and then you know, this is generally these are the moments that we work really hard for because this isn't our first election, but this is like our favorite part. You know, you get to see everything come together.
The fruits of your labor.
Yeah.
The fruits of your labor.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get to see, the fruits of your labor.
That's right.
Y'all got out there and y'all voted. You know, and even the other people that are listening that are not from Alexandria, y'all got out there. If you already early voted, congratulations. You've done what you're supposed to do. Now you just got to
early voting.
Hmm?
I believe in early voting because I remember about 3 or 4 years ago, I did not early vote. And when it was time to vote, I ended up in the hospital. I say, never again. I say, I'm going. And ever since then, I early vote. I vote for Jeff early.
I mean, too. A man called and said, are you voting? I said, I'm on my way now. Come on, get your tail off of work and bring me to the courthouse.
That's what she told her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I told my daughter. I'm on my way, Mama, all right? Because I don't want no mess.
I don't want no mess.
But it's a journey. It's been a journey for us, but it's in all the, through all of it all, it's been a good journey. Because it's been a good journey because we have learned a lot.
A lot that I had
no idea about. It's been a good journey. When you learn something, good journey.
Well, we learned a lot together, actually. It was a process.
Yes, we learned a lot together. And that's the best thing could have happened to us because, you know, some people stay, I'm not saying ignorant, about it, they just don't know.
Some people just don't care to know.
And they don't care to know because they say, we ain't been voting all this time, we ain't going this time. But this has really been.
Have a different attitude.
Yeah, and we're looking at the fact that when Mr. Hall gets in there, I think the general attitude of people in the city is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this may be a giant morale booster for those that are disenfranchised.
Right, good.
Somebody from Peabody made it.
That's
yes.
right. That's
somebody
right.
from one of
hometown
us.
Boy. Hometown
Make.
Boy. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So,
not
you know,
nobody from Menard, not nobody from Cabrini, not nobody from St. Rita.
Somebody from Peabody Magnet High School.
High School.
Of the War Horses.
Brought it in.
And, I mean, and the sad part about it is as many as alumni as Peabody has produced over these many, many years, not now one of the mayors have ever attended Peabody. It kind of makes you wonder, what were they on before? Like, well, before
I
Jeff
Hall. I told you where they went.
Yeah.
Just told you where they went. All them. They that's where they went. Ash. No, not too many Ash. Not too many Boltons. Yeah, I think the one before Jacques Roy went to, but all the rest of them, Menard.
And so it's like I said, I think these are important things to hang on to, and he ran a very credible race. He didn't get his hands dirty or muddy with this muck they've been throwing around, with this illegitimate children's and what else did they thrown around? DUIs and improprieties in their jobs.
And suing the police department, saying the police is a liar.
Yep, that part.
Now, if the police is a liar with him, don't you think the police would be a liar with us?
Shoot. Well, you know, he asked that question. Him and Jared was sitting in the room together, and they was talking. They was like, you know, Jared, what's to say that, you know, somebody brought these charges up against me? Who's to say that somebody off the any old body off the streets can come and say the same thing?
No.
And I'm still trying to figure out who these any old bodies off the streets could be he's talking about.
No.
But
who I said don't matter. It
that,
don't matter.
That was Jack Roy.
If Jack Roy say you're a liar to a cop, why can't we say to the cop, you're a liar? I didn't do that.
Because you can't say
it's
that to
like
the cop.
Like him. He ain't no better than nobody else.
Yes, he is. He's Jack Roy. You better respect
him. What you talking about? You talking about the little Napoleon?
You know, he's going to want to beat us up eventually because we've talked so much trash talk about Jack Roy. He's going to want to meet us one day. As the kid said, he's going to want to try to pull up one day. And, you know, he'll be out of office. But I don't think it's been that bad. I think that they said a lot worse things about Barack, and at least the things they said about President Obama weren't even true, half of them.
That's right.
At least what we're saying is kind of factual, to the effect of we got receipts, you know.
Nah, the whole deal, the work's in the draw.
So, nah. We looking forward to what tomorrow is going to bring us, Alexander.
And the people that didn't vote, go out and vote tomorrow, please.
Please, because
we're begging you to go out and vote.
What happens is you end up with a Roosevelt Johnson for 12 years when you don't go out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you go out and vote and you don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll end up with Jack Roy for 12 years when you don't know what's going on. And when they're not telling you what's going on and they're purposely the blind on what's going on.
And when your utility is as high as a giraffe's, you know what, then you're going to want to know what's going on. It's because you didn't go out and vote and he got back in.
That is true. Because
so
what they were, towards the end, which each of the candidates, we've now got them on record besides Kay, each of the candidates at some point or another have referred to the utilities as being high. That is a common knowledge thing. So, yes, utilities are high because you got two candidates running for mayor saying the exact same thing.
Utilities are high. And people from out of town, too.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ms. Oma.
The commercial with Kay Michaels. This little short black guy, and I think that's MC Gordon Jr., and the black lady. Do you all, anybody know who these people are smiling up in her face?
That's
I
a little
not,
man. He was at one of the meetings that we had at South Alexandria. He was at one of them meetings. The man. Now, the woman, I don't know.
No, I think the man that was at the meeting, that was that Mr. Persia man.
No, this man was there too.
Oh, MC, his name, MC Gordon. I know him.
Is he like a rapper?
No.
Rap my. I've seen him before. I've seen him before. No, I've seen him before. He got a big head. He got no hair on his head. And I've seen that man before. And I want to say it's one of the South Alexandria meetings. Now, the woman, I don't know.
Okay, well, I know that guy. His name, MC Gordon. But I was just wondering, you know, because they was walking and they were really all in.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering who the lady, if anybody knew who the lady was.
I don't know the lady. But
okay,
I've seen the man.
I just thought I'd ask. Well, I know
girl,
the man.
He got $50 in his pocket. Put your suit on. He had on a brown suit. Put your suit on. We pay you $50.
Come sing some monkey songs?
Yeah.
We shouldn't be talking about some people like that. But we do, I do, there is a large group of people that feel like the people that do these things, that show up for these on-spot camera interview things and, you know, they smiling faces and all this other stuff. We do feel y'all are not giving the correct narrative of what a real black person in Alexandria is going through. So when we call you a sellout, it's not because of where you at in life. It's only because what you're displaying isn't real. So, yeah, that's how I feel. But you're not being authentic
and
to the act.
Two minutes of fame.
And it's sad because those 2 minutes, they go by so quick. And everybody going to remember you for life. For them stupid minutes.
Oh, you the one that was on TV. You mean to tell me you voted for her? Man,
no,
get out of my face. Let him go in the Sonya Quarter. Let him go in the Sonya Quarter after this.
Well,
that's
I know,
place
you know
for him to everybody's go.
Going around it, but I know that when Mr. Gumbo asked Roosevelt all those questions and he wasn't able to respond properly, I know that put a damper on his parade.
Oh,
and,
did it.
Yeah, I saw that video on Facebook.
Did it?
Yeah, they tried to take it down, and somebody re-uploaded it. Besides us.
Mm-hmm.
So
that
now not.
They told the truth. I mean, he did. The guy told the truth.
He did. He said, "Man, 365 days in a year. Where you been the other 364?"
Get out of this neighborhood. Go across town.
Yeah, so that's yes, indeed. He say, ask him, do you know what street you on? He say, your street. No, you this my street. I say, see, Roosevelt didn't know what else to say. That's why he said that. He probably
didn't know what street he was on.
Told
he
that
really
man on your street.
That's because he didn't know what street he was on.
See, the right thing to do was to that he was calling himself being funny. The right thing to say was, yeah, I'm on Wire Street.
The right thing would be, you know, did you need any assistance with your home or something? Or anything.
And how can we help you?
Yeah. Is there anything that you need help with? But no.
He was laughing. He called himself making fun of that man. That's what he was doing. But that man may have been cursing him out, but he was telling the truth. He was not lying.
Uh-huh. He really wasn't.
He was telling the truth. Everything he said about Rojo Roosevelt was true.
Now, I would like to say that some of the heroes that emerged out of this particular election, besides us, because you guys lit a fire within the hearts of the people of this city. You guys lit it. You guys made things understandable. You guys asked logical questions. We took stuff that we already knew about, and we combined it with stuff that we were just learning about. And you guys, just the questions that you guys had, that's why we chose those questions to ask. We made a difference. Y'all made a difference. Mr. Sylvain, you made a difference. Mr. Fuller, you made a difference. Mm-hmm. Mama Agnes and Miss Velma and Brother Nat, we all made a difference this go around. And so at least we can rest well on that.
We can rest good on that. We tried to do our best with what we had.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And all we had was
all you can have.
Miles and a bunch of graphics and some stats. Some the budget book. We had a lot of footage. Which I'm also I think it's kind of funny that for us being such a thorn in his side, we quickly went to number two when it came down to Kevin Davidson.
All right now.
What'd that tell you?
That's right.
All right now.
Show did.
And it didn't take long either.
I'd much rather watch them fight each other than to have them trying to come after us over something stupid.
How she was, you know, on the slick talking about Kay and then talking about that. I say, y'all just go ahead on and just eat up each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd be good.
Go ahead on. Just eat up each other.
Uh-huh.
That's what they be rooting for us. Kill each other. Y'all get rid of each other faster. So, yeah. Funny how that thing works both ways, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, God ain't sleeping.
He don't do no sleeping.
No, he don't sleep no slumber.
That's
and
right.
he know Jack Roy from the Rudum to the Tootum. And I'm here to tell you, if Jack Roy did some flaky stuff, he gonna
it's
pay
gonna
for it.
It's gonna get found out.
He gonna pay for it.
And I also want to keep everybody in the know. There's a lot of other things we could have reported. There's a lot of really grimy places we could have went to on a lot of these stories. But we kept it classy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we kept it real classy. We know a lot more than we say we know. But there's certain things, there's a time and place for everything.
That's right.
Just don't need to be said. And there's certain things that are so apparent that me saying them wouldn't make them would make it any more plainer.
That's right, because I had to come to my attention that I say, no, that kind of stuff, that was just too low. It doesn't need to come out. That what came out is what needed to come out, the most important thing. So, you know, we all voted.
Let me just tell you, it's hard. It is very hard for me. Real hard for me to keep my mouth in order. It's very, very, very hard. I said something a few minutes ago I shouldn't have said. But if he's wrong, God gonna get him. But it's very, very, everybody forgive me because it's very hard for me not to go to the left, to the left, to the left.
Well, that's what we love about you. What you talking about? We got your back,
yeah,
Amy.
Yeah, but when I go to the left, I don't know when to stop.
Well, anybody got anything to say? We'll take care of it.
Well, look. T, sometime I have to drag her back.
Yeah, drag me back, put me back in place, and throw me in the corner and say, shut up.
Now, we know we're not going to never be able to shut you up, but sometime we might be able to just kind of slow you down a little bit, but ain't nobody going to ever be able to shut you up, cuz.
No, ain't nobody going to shut me up because I ain't got no husband.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it.
What you doing saying that on the radio? Get off of there. Man, you better go somewhere and hide yourself.
I knew that was going to come up.
You shouldn't have started me. You shouldn't have started me at
you.
All.
You said all that about yourself.
Yeah, it is. Nah, I'm trying to be peaceful. I'm not gonna say that now.
Okay.
But the night almost over with now.
I can hear him saying that now. Yeah. Been on the phone 2 hours, and I been to said, you know where to go and when to get off.
Now, them people there, now, that's everybody that supports you now. You can't go
all
doing
right.
That. I love you.
Yeah,
but,
I love them, too. And see, if my cousin would leave me alone, I'd be all right.
Well, I'm not going to. Your cousin not going to leave you alone.
Well, it's a shame. It's a shame. Two old ladies go out of town. One get out of breath. And one fall on the concrete.
Boy, too much that night. That's all that was.
We come back home, both get sick, both go in the hospital, both go to rehab, and now both of us on a walker.
How y'all do that?
How sweet it is.
But it's just temporary, baby. These two old ladies finna come back. Baby, we finna put them walkers down. Finna start
what
back
you
driving.
About, Willis?
We finna hit the highway. So y'all get ready for us, yeah? Here's
the
leader.
That's right. I hope that walker give me some legs, you know. I want me some fine legs. So when I get off the walker, I can put on something real nice and say, now check this out.
Oh, Lord. We can't do nothing with you. We can't take you nowhere.
Lady, do you hear that old lady?
She just stepped out. She over here cracking up.
Oh, okay.
You tell her I say when she crack up, I want to hear her cracking up. All right, good night, everybody.
All right, good night, y'all.
Good night. Love y'all.
Love
you. And please vote tomorrow. Please, please, please go vote tomorrow.
If you haven't voted yet,
Well, what's the number they could call T if they don't have a ride?
Oh, let me see. What number I can give out? I tell you what. We're going to give out the personal line number. If you need a ride, leave your info in the inbox. We can only service the Alexandria area. But if you need a ride, we can arrange one for you here locally. Now, we might be able to pull some strings wherever you at. However, I don't know how much work is really involved in all that, so I don't know. But we can't control our particular environment, and that's Alexandria. So if you need help with a ride to the polls, please give us a call.
Call you back.
Yeah, and we'll have it set up for you. We'll try to.
I hang up, let me just say this. I never ever did alcohol, But when Jeff win tomorrow night, I might have to have a sip of wine.
Oh, you, girl, you saying something that make a whole lot of sense. Good night.
I may take a sip of wine to celebrate with Mad Jeff Hall.
He's
gonna be celebrating as well, and hopefully so will Gerber Porter and Mr. Slaughter,
hopefully, Mr. being somewhere.
And you know he probably gonna be in the bed though.
If you gonna get you a sip of wine, I'm gonna have to find somebody to go to the store and get me a sip of wine.
You might just need wine for the wine.
Somebody gonna get me some wine too.
I'm gonna get me some wine, and
what's
I'm
the best kind of wine to get, T? I want sweet.
And don't talk about no more expensive wine now. We not know.
No, for something like this, a Moscato would be nice.
Is it sweet?
Moscato.
Yeah, Moscatos is predominantly a female drink.
Okay, well,
I want to see that. Is it red or is it clear?
It's pink.
It's pink.
Oh, it's pink.
Huh?
Okay, pink, that's a pretty color.
All right.
It'll get your tipsy, too.
It do.
Drink a teaspoonful and probably get knocked out because I never did drink.
Well, then.
What? Does it slip up on you, or you know you're drunk?
No, Moscato is a it's a hiccup drink, and now you hiccup one time, and now you're drunk, type deal.
Oh,
it tastes good. You know, it tastes very sweet. So you're gonna want to, if you like Kool-Aid, you're gonna want to keep drinking it, which is only gonna lead to actually finishing the bottle. Which is gonna only get you drunk. So I don't.
Oh.
I mean.
Well, ain't like we gonna be driving, so we don't have to worry. But we don't
have to drive.
Yeah, not allowed to go nowhere. So yeah, no, you don't have to worry about that.
So we don't have to worry about nobody picking us up for DWI because we'll be at the house.
And then we go in the bathroom and call Ralph.
Call Ralph. Oh, that's enough. I have heard it all. That's enough.
Hey,
everybody.
Good night, Irene.
I love you all.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
All right. I think we might have to switch up the whole entire format. Because we still got 18, 20 minutes left. You know what, y'all? What happened was is that essentially there is nothing left to say. We've set it all, folks. We've set it all.